Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu Fadli Sunan al-Ratibati Ma'al-Faradi wa Bayani Aqliha wa Akmaliha wa Ma Bainahuma. The chapter on Sunan al-Rawatib. Sunan al-Rawatib are normally what we know as Sunnat al-Mu'akkida. So the chapter on the virtues of the Sunnat al-Mu'akkida Salahs, and that is read normally with the Farad Salah, and the discussion of the minimum number, the perfect amount, and what is between these two. What is the perfect amount, what is the minimum which a person should be reading, and what is between these two. So the first hadith will start, an Ummul Mu'mineen, Ummi Habiba, Ramla binti Abi Sufyan, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, qalat, sami'atu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yaqul, ma min abdin muslimin yusalli lillahi ta'ala, kulla yawmin 12 raka'atan, تطوعا غير الفريضة إلا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة أو إلا بني له بيت في الجنة رواه مسلم. أمي حبيبة رضي الله تعالى عنها, she was the Mubarak wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was also the daughter of Abu Sufyan, who later on accepted Islam رضي الله عنه. Initially he wasn't a Muslim, but later on he had accepted Islam. So she relates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that a Muslim that performs 12 rakats, a Muslim that performs 12 rakats of optional salah every day, apart from the farz salah, apart from the obligatory salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds a house for him in paradise. Or a house is built for him in paradise. We might think, what is the difference? Allah builds a house for him in paradise, or a house is built for him in paradise. They were so particular about narrating that was this word mentioned that Allah Pak will build a house for him, or was it mentioned a house will be built for him? So the Rawi, not being sure of what was being said, is either Allah Pak will build a house or a house will be built for him. So he mentioned both. So this shows how careful Muhaddithin were of mentioning exactly what the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. So here we learn something, that 12 rakats optional. Optional is what we term as Sunnat al-Mu'akkida or Sunan al-Rawatib. Here we see that the 12 rakats are made up of the two Sunnat of Fajr, the two Sunnat before Zuhr, the four Sunnat after Zuhr, and then you got two Sunnat after Maghrib and the two Sunnat after Isha. You add the total up, it becomes 12 rakats. Now here for these 12 rakats, a person performing daily, a house is built. Now when you talk about a house being built for a person, it's not a house like how we have a house in the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is building a house in Jannah for a person. Allah Pak is giving this person a palace, a real genuine palace. With what features the palaces we see of this world are nothing compared to what palace Allah Pak will give a person on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will give a person in Jannah. Why? Just because he was particular about the Sunnat al-Mu'akkida Salah. Unfortunately today you find that even on a Jummah time, that those Sunnat al-Mu'akkida Salah, those emphasized Sunnat, they're being left out. Immediately after Salah people want to move, forget about the other Salahs, that habit of just leaving immediately after Salah. This is something that is so important. Therefore when we keep this fazilat in front of us, it becomes very easy that a person thinks, if I just take a little bit more time, I'm already in the masjid, I'm already reading my Farz Salah for those women at home, all I need to do is let me make it be particular about reading this Sunnat al-Mu'akkida Salahs. And what we find, that the palace is built for a person. Palace, imagine how beautiful. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds a palace, he won't build a palace for a person and now take this person and leave him in Jahannam. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do it? What it means is Allah Pak will grant him entry into Jannah simply because he was particular about performing the Sunnat al-Mu'akkida Salahs. And Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, Sallaytu ma Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raka'atini qabla al-dhuhri wa raka'atini ba'daha wa raka'atini ba'd al-jumu'ati وركعتين بعد المغرب وركعتين بعد الإشاء متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه says, I performed with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam two rakats before Zuhar, two rakats after Zuhar, two rakats after Jumu'ah, two rakats after Maghrib, and two rakats after Isha. Here we see one difference, that here it is mentioned two rakats before Zuhar and two rakats after Zuhar. Therefore, ulama explained that when a person is looking at hadith, he can't look at hadith in isolation. If somebody just looks at this one hadith in isolation from all the other hadith, he'll say, hey, there's not four rakats sunnat before Zuhur, there's two rakats. There's this hadith I found. So therefore, the ulama, when they look and they tell us that something is sunnat, and this is the number that is sunnat, they looked at the whole They look at the whole khazana, they look at the whole treasure of hadith, and then they told us that this is what comes out, and there is explanation for everything. But they tell us what has come out from the hadith as far as the numbers also are concerned. So therefore, it shows that a person can't just go himself and do self-study. He'll confuse himself. He'll see one place two rakats, one place four rakats. He'll think to himself that there's a contradiction, but in actual fact, there isn't any contradiction in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One more hadith to finish off this chapter. عن عبد الله بن مغفل رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بين كل أذانين صلاة بين كل أذانين صلاة بين كل أذانين صلاة قال في الثالثة لمن شاء متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن مغفل رضي الله عنه, he says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that between every two azans there's a salah. Now what is meant by this two azans? Again, if somebody is doing self-study, he'll get confused. He might think that there has to be two azans. Here in the hadith, when the azans are meant, it means azan and iqamah. So between the azan and the iqamah, there is a salah. So between every azan and every salah, there is a salah. So we might ask ourselves that between the azan of Maghrib and the iqamah of Maghrib, we don't perform any salah. It is because the time of Maghrib is very, very short. Although it is permissible, Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi says that it is permissible. If a person does read it, it is mubah. We won't say it is mustahab. We won't say it's something that's preferable, but it's something that's permissible. For example, in Ramadan, for example, in Ramadan now there's extra time. Or a person is there in the haram, you find that immediately after Maghrib salah, the faraz doesn't start, so there is time. Now if a person wants to read two rakats of salah, then it is permissible. Not to say that it is impermissible, but because here we start our salah immediately, we start our salah quickly, not to delay the Maghrib salah, so we don't read any two rakats there. Any optional salah is read after the Maghrib salah, so that the time, that short time that we have for the Maghrib salah, that is not must. So that is what is meant by between every two azans there is a salah. It means between the azan and the iqamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. These are the beautiful hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We mentioned one way to bring concentration in salah. That Bedouin came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Izni wa ujis." Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me advice and keep that advice short. Can you imagine what level of bait takallufi they had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how he would come down to their level also? That give me advice and keep it short. You can't tell anybody that. Give me advice and keep it short. And on the spur of the moment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Idha qumta fi salatika fasalli salata muwaddi'in." That when you stand up for salah, then perform your salat as though this is your last salah. Perform your salah. Imagine somebody telling you, this is your last salah, after this you're going to pass away. How will that salah be performed? So like that, we should think that this is our last salah. When we're standing up for that sunnah, the muqidah salah, also think that this is my last salah. Perhaps this is my last salah. What a different concentration you have in that salah. Like that, for every single salah, this person should try and bring this level of concentration. It's not something that comes overnight. Slowly, slowly, yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us such an easy recipe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma, bihamdika. Nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayh. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi.